Now, pet, what is all the commotion about? What is going on in here, hmm? Oh, you're baking for me? I didn't even have to ask you. Oh, you just wanted to show me how appreciative you are. I don't know what to say. You know that being a good boy for me is appreciation enough. You don't need to do anything extra. Oh, you know that. But you still wanted to regardless. You're so adorable. You're gonna make me melt. I think I'm even blushing right now. This is so nice of you, but there's just one problem. You're not wearing the proper baking attire. Well, not for a good boy anyway. You can't just be wearing your regular clothes when you bake for me. Mm-mm. Why don't you strip down naked while I find you the proper uniform in this closet here? Here it is, my apron. Yes, I want you to be a good boy and wear just this. Just this. The entire time you bake. Do you like it? Your new pink apron? Look, it says, I'm a slut for baked goods on the front. Isn't that cute? I know, right? For you, I suppose we could cover the for baked goods part. The look on your face. Here, let me help you put it on. I know your hands are covered in... Is that flour? Sugar? That's flour, okay. Bend over so I can reach. I'll just put this over your head. Tie the strings at the back. There you go. Now you are properly dressed. You see, the apron protects and covers your important bits, but it lets me ogle the rest of you. What are you making, by the way? Oh, chocolate eclairs. They're almost ready to put in the oven, you say? Yum. My mouth is watering already. For the eclairs and for you looking all cute in that apron. You are so goddamn cute. You were done with that extra flour, right? Good. Because now it's in a handprint on your ass. There, now you're even. So, that was used to make the shoe pastry for the eclair? Yeah, I figured. What was this utensil for? Yeah, the pastry brush. Oh, you're going to use it to put some chocolate on the top when they're done. Tell me, does it tickle when I lightly brush it up and down your spine? How about when it's right here at the top of your ass? Oh, you are so goddamn adorable. What did you use this rubber spatula for? Oh, you used it to mix the egg into the shoe pastry when it was thick. That makes sense. Why is there chocolate on it now? Oh, you are melting things too. Multi-purpose tool. How about I lick it clean? The excess chocolate from the tip. Just the tip. Thank you. Who's the one ogling now? I think I'm distracting you from your baking. You did say those were ready to go into the oven, didn't you? bad boy for not staying focused. Maybe you need a spanking to help you stay on task. Bend over the counter for me, pet. My flower handprints on your cheeks. And now bright red spatula marks on them, too. I'd say you learned your lesson. What do you think? Yes, go put them in the oven. I look forward to when these are done. So, while we wait, do you mind if I show you a little extra appreciation, you know, for your being such a good boy? Good. Go sit down in that chair over there, baby boy. Now I'm just going to undo the strings of this apron. No, the apron stays on. I'm going to tie them around the back of the chair, so you're bound to it. We both know how much you enjoy being tied up, restrained. Even if it's just symbolic, don't move. And this wooden spoon, you used it when you were stirring things, correct? Don't worry. I'm not going to spank you with it. Open your mouth, pet. Good. Now bite down on the handle. I don't want you to swallow any dough off the tip, whereas the handle is clean. And I don't want you saying anything. I just want to hear your moans. Some whimpers. Maybe some panting. Depends on how grateful I feel. My mouth is watering, thinking about those eclairs that you're making special for me. And I was thinking that in the meantime, I could have a little snack. I'm sure you don't mind if I get on my knees right here in front of you. Lift up your apron. Suck on my good boy's cock, right? It's too bad you won't be able to see me sucking. The apron will be in the way. You'll just have to concentrate on how it feels. I won't be able to look up and see your face either, so be a good boy and moan, whimper, pant. I need to know how good it feels. You're going to be directing me with your sounds. You know how much I love the sounds you make. Oh my, your cock is already nice and hard. Good boy. I wonder, though, did it rise when I had you put on the apron? Maybe when I spanked you, when I licked the spatula, when I tied you to this chair, or did it rise just now when you found out what Miss Wendy was going to do to your cock? Maybe it just got a little harder along the way. Let me grease up this beautiful cock a little. I want to beat your dick before I put it in my mouth. Stroke it. Up and down. Make sure it's really hard. Should I stroke you faster under here? That's right. Moan for me. I wonder if you would like it if I kneaded your balls, too. Since I'm down here, stroking your cock. Oh. Are your balls heavy and full of cream for me? Moan if you want to come badly right now. Oh, you do. I'm so greedy, aren't I? Wanting another tasty treat when you've worked so hard in the kitchen. You're such a sweet boy. Truly, your commitment and desire to be a good boy for me is all I could ever ask for. Just like my desire to be in control, to take care of you, is all you ever asked for. And yet you go out of your way to make me feel special like this. I just can't help but think of how lucky I am that I found such a good lost boy like you. Makes me want to return the favor. Your moans are so delicious. I love hearing how good I make you feel. Pleases me so much. Whatever. You're a good boy, homie. I am so pleased. Are you close to the edge yet? Not yet. Don't come. If I'm not mistaken, chocolate eclairs are cream-filled, are they not? I want you to fill my mouth with your cream, the best cream of all. I want you to glaze my face with your thick, creamy load. I want your creamy jizz drizzling down into my mouth, baby boy. Tummy noises. I am hungry. I want your creamy, salty snack on me and in me before you treat me with that sweet baking good. Come for me, fat. Come. Pipe your load all over my face and into my mouth. Good boy. That's right. I'll lick you clean. I'm going to come out from under your apron so you can see your icing on my face. Oh, what do you think? Is it a good look on me? Yeah. I want you to see me gather it with my finger and lick it clean. Are they done? Oh, that was fast. Time sure does fly when you're having fun. I'll untie you so you can take them out. There you go. What a view watching you walk away in my apron. When you're done in the kitchen, come join me on the couch. Keep the apron on. I want to snuggle you while they cool. Yeah, I want you to relax in my arms. We can enjoy the smell of what you've created. And I want you to kiss me so you can taste it too. And all because you're such a sweet boy for me. I want to hold you tight, pet. Next time you should make me some cookies. Then I can have your milk with them. Oh, my sweet baby boy. I guess maybe I'm the slut for baked goods.